Okay, good evening. I want to welcome everybody to this month's Sterling Opera House Commission meeting on Monday, March 9th, 2026. It is now 6 o'clock. Could we all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. While we're all standing, can I just please have everybody keep standing for a moment of silence for a family member that had passed away on the commission and Carlene's family? Okay, thank you. With that being said, could the clerk call the roll, please?
Gino Di Giovanni,
Here.
Dana Serna,
Here.
Carly Peck,
Here.
Carly Galuzzi,
Here.
Brian Capolo.
Not here.
Okay, record should reflect there are four members present, so you have a quorum.
Thank you. We'll move to number four, additions, deletions, corrections to the agenda. I have none. Without objection, we'll move to the agenda as presented. Move on to number five, approval of minutes. A list of minutes are provided from the minutes in the past that we haven't received yet. Hopefully, we will get those shortly. Can I have a motion to table? Dana, second. Carlene, all. Yes.
Brandon? Zoom?
Yeah, somebody else did. I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
I don't know if it was Brian.
Okay.
He usually comes in a different way.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion carries. The ayes have it. We'll move to number five, public portion. If anyone wishes to speak in the public portion, you can do so now. If you're on Zoom, you could unmute your mic. Just state your name and address for the record. And we do not have any public in the gallery. So if there's anyone on Zoom that wishes to speak, you could speak now. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Our third and last time, anyone from the public that wish to speak? If not, we'll close the public hearing. We'll move on to number six, old business. Anybody have any old business on the commission before I ask Dave? I don't have anything. Just one thing that I received an email from Steinberg Hart. They came obviously last month to our meeting to present an update on where they are with the market analysis and the feasibility study. They're putting the final touches on it, and also they're in the process of gathering the data that they need to finalize the cost plus analysis, which will end up giving us a total number of what the project is going to cost to get us up and running. And per last month's discussion with them and their presentation, the best way that they saw fit was to break it down in phases. And they're going to give it to us basically how they presented it last month. So that's all that I have for that. So we're hoping that everything will go according to what their plan and their ideas and their strategy is. So hopefully we'll get them here for next month. If it's not at the beginning of the month, then we'll have a special meeting to get their presentation, the final presentation to the public. So we'll see where that goes, but everybody will be informed. We'll email everybody, let you know what the date is going to be, and we'll move forward with that. That's all I have. Anybody else have anything? Carlene? You have new business? Okay. Dave, do you have anything that you want to share under old business? I know you said you had something.
Yeah,
Which
no, just this is Dave Condon, 50 Beatrice Drive, West Haven, Connecticut. No, I just updated the finances. I have to do the $1,900 reimbursement according to my accountant, so you can file my taxes. And then I'm going to still donate the almost 500 and stuff for the state filings and the EIN, and then of course the 250,000 in services from DNS. I was able to open a checking account, so we now have a checking account with Webster Bank, and I did a dual entry checking system, so when we get things rolling, we'll be all above board. The next big things are going to be expanding the board to 501c3, and then start to work on, as soon as we have the number from Steinberg Hart, I want to put a fundraising plan together, a resource development plan to oversee how we're going to raise the money and how some of the early things we can do. I spoke with Dana today on the phone, some of the things we can get in place to start to raise money. And I think what we should do, if the commission is in favor of it, is once we have the Steinberg Hart numbers and their plan, we should have a really like large public meeting somewhere, maybe in the high school auditorium or whatever, to present that to the public and start generating some interest from the public, so they realize that this is for real. That's going to happen. That's all I have.
Okay. Great. Thank you. We'll move on to number seven, new business. Go ahead, Carlin.
So I know at the last meeting, not the previous meeting, but the meeting before, we were talking about doing a cabaret night.
Yep.
Over at the Twisted Vine. So I did have a meeting with Mike from the Twisted Vine on how that would run. And typically they do like a, it's either like a 2 or 3 hour event, depending on, you know, how long we would want it. Usually like a 5 to 8 type of thing, where we can find people to come and do different acts. Like I know, you know, I'm thinking of like a magician or maybe a singer or maybe like a acoustic player, and just representing a lot of the different entertainment ideas that you could see at the Opera House. So what Mike would do is we would charge per person like a fee for the entertainment, and then whatever they order at the restaurant is the restaurant's profit. So we would be pure profit based on ticket sales for that. They can have up to 70 to 80 people in the main level of the Twisted Vine, like the main area with the balcony included. It just depends on seating. If we have bigger groups that want to sit together and they could push tables together, we can have more seating. If people want to be spread out, that kind of limits us a little bit. So, but there is like an option for probably, you know, between 70 to 80 people that we can, get for that. So, I just wanted to update everybody on that. I'm still looking for people to, you know, want to be included in this as an entertainer. I don't know if anyone has any entertainers that they know of that would want to be involved. Doesn't have to be anything super crazy, but I think it would be a good idea to have a few different entertainment options throughout that. And then so that's one event that we're working on. And then I just wanted to mention I did have a talk with Chris Gillerin, I think is how I say his last name. I hope I didn't say it wrong. But he is a part of the New England Society for Paranormal Research. So I had reached out, well, he had reached out to us. I had spoken to him on the phone, and he would like to assist us in an event, more of like a paranormal event where we have a presentation. They do a background story on the New England Society for Paranormal Research would be the ones hosting it. He wants no costs. He wants no money for it. He just wants to volunteer his time. He's very excited about this building opening. He was talking to me about different times, different options, but it would be something that's in the evening to like the later hours, likely from like 9 p.m. to midnight, just because that's kind of when a lot of the activity is more heightened for the paranormal part of it. We talked about that, how many people would be allowed, how much we would charge per person, which I know we have small tours where we can only allow at this time, I think, 10 in the building at a time. So we talked about maybe doing an hour session for 3 hours. So this way we can have 30 people in total, and we could charge anywhere from $50 to $100 a person based on what we're offering them And people travel all over for that type of event. So that's just something that is also in the talks. He's willing to talk to us anytime and get more information on it. When we were discussing different times, probably, more towards like the summertime into the fall time, it gets darker out in the fall. So if we do something in the fall, it's always nicer. We could probably do more of like 8 to 11 p.m. rather than staying out till midnight based on, when the sun sets. But in the summertime, the sun sets later, which we're all happy for right now. But that affects us with the lighting in the building. But so just talking about these different ideas. So I just wanted to bring that forth to the commission as well.
Good, nice. Love it.
Sounds good.
Dave, is there anything that you wanted to bring up under new business?
No, I like what Carlene is saying. The more things we can do that will generate some moderate income so that we can see some of the stuff we want to do later on. I love everything she does. She's such a hard worker. I still want to steal her for the 501c3 once we get a shot. But no, we need to do more stuff like that. And she's right on the money with the and we might get permission. The last time we did the tours, if I'm not mistaken, they allowed us to put 20 in at a time, and that came from the fire department. So, of course, the fire department was there, so they that it was okay. But we brought a lot of people through the theater on those tours, so it's an idea with the psychic stuff. I like the idea with the cabaret at the restaurant. There was one guy that came through on a tour who's part of a magician's group in Shelton, and he indicated he would be more than happy. I can't remember the guy's name. I'm sure we can find out. But we might be able to approach Center Stage and see what they might have that they could do to because they have a lot of different performers.
Yeah,
But no.
we have his contact information, Dave.
Perfect. Perfect. Because he indicated, and he might be a good one to do a close-up magic thing as part of that, but great work, Carly. I love your ideas. That's all I got.
Okay.
So we have the report from how much we got to raise. Th then we're going to really have some hard work to do.
Yep. Matt, do you want to go over anything from anything that from last meeting or anything? Okay. With that, I don't have anything else to be said. I think we're kind of just in a little bit of a limbo. Hopefully, before you came in, Matt, Steinberg Hart is putting the cost plus section to the estimate together. So they're hoping by the April meeting that they'll have all the numbers together, which is pretty exciting. So, that's where we're
Thank
at.
you.
I gave a little update with that, but other than that, if nobody else has anything to say, yeah, sure, please.
I'm just gonna say one more thing because I kind of want to get the cabaret more so in the works. What's a good day for our commission? Is Saturdays or Saturdays the better day? Saturday evenings? It would be an evening like type of show. Saturdays are better for everybody, more so. Okay.
Make it, yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify because I'll look into what availability Mike has over at the Twisted Vine.
I think Saturdays are the best bet.
Yeah.
Dana?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
No problem.
Okay, with that being said, if there's no objection, we'll adjourn the meeting at 6:15. All in favor? Okay. Thank you. We'll see you guys in April.
See you guys. If you need anything, just reach out to me.
Yep. Thank you, Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Okay. Bye-bye.